So, Cliffo, at the end of last week, we saw something going viral regarding a conversation that Gwyneth Paltrow was having on a podcast, and she detailed what she eats in a regular day, and this is it.
I do a nice intermittent fast. I usually eat something about 12, and in the morning, I'll have some things that won't spike my blood sugar, right? So I have coffee, but I really like soup for lunch. I have bone broth for lunch a lot of the days.
It's not a lot of food for someone detailing what they eat in a day. And for me, and I'm sure a lot of other people out there, this idea of disordered eating being rebroadcast as intermittent fasting and trying to have a healthy spin on what sounds pretty unhealthy, it's been pretty triggering. And we've spoken about this off air that there needs to be a reframe of the conversation in terms of let's bring some positivity back to loving our bodies from the inside out. And someone who is so good at that is Heidi Anderson. She has a book, Drunk on Confidence, and a podcast, Champagne Confidence, full of confidence, and joining us right now. Morning, Heidi.
Hello, guys. I just have a confession. I ate 8 meat pies, those party pies, yesterday.
Good.
God.
Get that on the screen.
If only Gwyneth was to find out. And Bronte and I, Heidi, we both watched this video. And look, number one, I'm watching a woman who I think is completely out of touch and just lives in the Hollywood bubble. I don't know what you thought when you saw the video. But to me, it sucks that there's still so many just yucky negative influences out there when it comes to our bodies and fueling them.
Well, you know what? Like, I guess my thing is, if you've read my book, you understand that I don't actually really like to talk about this stuff because I never want to shame anyone else for the way they live their life, right? Because for so long, I was obsessed with what I was eating. I was obsessed with measuring myself in the mirror, being on the scales, going to the gym. You know, I've fluctuated my whole life with food, and that's what I was obsessed with. I was obsessed with watching people online, how much weight they'd lost, how much weight they'd gained. Like, that was my whole life, and it was fueled by that. What I think sucks about this conversation with Gwyneth Paltrow is it is really playing into the toxic diet culture, which is, you know, it's a billion-dollar industry that is fueled by marketing campaigns. And I think the whole thing that you were saying is that it's packaged up like it's wellness, and I think that's what the conversation is. It's like, who cares actually what she eats in her life? That's her life. But it's like when we're putting it out there on such a big scale and saying that this is the way that we should be, it then plays into that toxic diet culture.
Yeah, we had a good couple of years where I felt like body positivity, and we were seeing a lot more curvy, you know, women, especially like on our magazine covers and everything. And then just lately with the talk of this weight loss drug, it's called Ozempic. I don't know if you've heard about it, Cliffo, but like everything on TikTok, there's this obsession with being skinny and waif figures coming back. And as someone that saw that on magazine covers in the mid-2000s that then led to like a pretty severe eating disorder, to see this coming back, and we're part of the media, but it's just, it's a bit scary, I think. And as with, for people with kids, you and Cliffo, I imagine that's a bit scary.
Well, and you've got to think, right, like any size is beautiful. This is my whole thing about like the conversation around body acceptance and, you know, body positivity, however you want to package it up. But like, all bodies are beautiful. All shapes are beautiful. All colours, races, diversities, disabilities are beautiful. And that's what we need to see celebrated, not these trends. You know, when we're celebrating all the curves, like, great, but what about all of the other girls that have been told that they're too skinny, they're this, they're that? Do you know what I mean? So then they're kind of like, well, how do I fit in? So it definitely is, like, I love that you guys are talking about it, and it is really important in the media, because I know for me growing up, I didn't see anyone that was like my kind of shape in the media that was celebrated. They were told they needed to lose weight. And so for me, I grew up going like, I feel like the odd one out. One thing I will say that I was thinking about with this whole Gwyneth Paltrow stuff as well was, you know, Chrissy Swan, a lot of people want to know how much weight, how she's lost her weight. You know, what is she eating? What is she doing? And you know what I love about Chrissy? She stayed silent because she doesn't want to play in to toxic diet culture. You know, she's like, this is my journey. This is my story. This is my weight loss journey or my body journey, whatever you want to call it. But I love that she stayed silent because she's not playing into that toxic diet culture.
Just quickly, Heidi, because we're going to run out of time and it is so important.
Sorry,
and we could talk about it. No, we could talk about it forever. But I think Bronte raised a really good point there. And I said at the start of this interview, like, there's still so many, and you're so right when you say that, Bronte, there's so many yucky influences out there about this toxic diet culture or whatever.
Yeah.
What do we do for the young people in our lives? Is it just about having conversations and building an environment around our children where, like you say, all bodies are beautiful in their own way, yes. I guess? Like, what do we do?
Yes. Yes, exactly that, Clifo. I'm sure you're having the conversation at home. Like, you know what I mean? Just seeing the diversity, celebrating them and, you know, like really showing them in books. Like, there's so many amazing, incredible books out there, but the conversations really start at home. And also think about how you talk to yourself, like that negative, positive self-talk.
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying to your partner? What are you saying when you look in the mirror? Like, it all comes back to words.
Mm.
And so where are we seeing these words, you know, and like how are we having these conversations?
It's so true because we can talk about ourselves horribly, in front of little ears, which is so damaging. Heidi, we love you. Your book is called Drunk on Confidence.
Thanks,
your book, your podcast, rather, Champagne Com. Look, Google Confidence.
Yes.
Chances are Heidi
Just
Anderson's going to pop up.
You'll see me in my red bikini somewhere if you Google Heidi Anderson.
Good, as we should.
Love you, Heidi. Thanks for coming on.
No, thanks, guys. Keep the conversation going. Love you.